A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover, double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for the crossover brought to you by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. Hello, boys.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Wow. What's going on here?
Oh, man.
Oh, basketball's fun.
Man, I love when I...
Nugs.
I love when I tune into the NBA and... I have these preconceived notions on what I believe, and everyone's like, no, 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 you're so wrong about this. Anthony Davis is so good. And I'm like, just wait till the fourth quarter when he's not available.
Yep.
And can what we, do you know?
Can we just fast forward to you two getting the NBA final this year?
Remember that time in December? Everybody said, oh, I think Joel Embiid's going to be an MVP. And I kept saying, he's not going to play enough games to qualify.
He can't blink with his eye. Have you seen this?
I described him as he's a guy that he might be the most deliberate, clumsy guy in the NBA.
Yeah.
He falls to the floor a lot.
He's on the ground a lot.
But yet he scores 34, and there's all these things that are wrong with him. But man, that last night. But that was a fun little doubleheader.
Oh,
we got rewarded for bad game ones.
Yeah.
We did. And still all the home teams have won.
Yep.
In the playoffs.
I know, which is wild.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of crazy. It took a couple wild situations last night to make it true.
But good. I would like us just to fast forward to Boston and Denver.
Nah.
We didn't get it last year.
Nah, we get too much unintentional comedy in the meantime.
It'd be great for the show.
Well, you know you're gonna lose one game in LA because of LeBron. Because LeBron's comments
or
the play
that.
Of a 39-year-old.
I don't believe that at all.
So you're now talking sweep.
Four-game sweep.
I've always thought that
Whoa.
They were going to sweep them, yeah.
He did. He has said this.
Whoa.
What would make you believe that they're all the same?
Like, it happened last year.
Yeah. They're not
they'll
good.
They'll win one game.
It's a horribly constructed team with two star players, one of which who is geriatric.
Come on,
D'Lo. And the other one disappears for the important parts.
What about D'Lo?
Hold on.
D'Angelo Russell, yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, Mr. The refs cost us the game.
Now, that was in the third quarter,
you can dislike him. 39-year-old LeBron James is not geriatric.
No. I am Team LeBron. I am LeBron.
But you're on Nuggets. I'm like up 2-0. I just had Murray hit a game-winning shot.
No, this is not about
them. We're down 20.
This is about me laughing at the Lakers all the time. Like, I laugh at the Lakers, I laugh at the Clippers, and I laugh at the Sixers. These are the teams that I laugh at. And so when they do poorly, I take a nail drag to their graves. Just mess it up the whole time. It's so much fun.
It was fun last night to watch that game.
Oh, yeah.
I was quite entertained.
LeBron was awesome. LeBron was awesome.
I mean, I'm surprised that Murray did not retire on the spot after the block.
Yes.
I'm glad that he hung around.
Yeah.
Because
LeBron might break his wrist on
important.
That.
His
but hand
what
goes
was
all the way back.
At 99? Well, so I think one of the major points in that game was late. So when Jokic was trying to just throw up a shot to draw a foul, and Reeves had the rebound and Gordon got it, and they kicked it out and they hit the three.
Porter.
I thought that was a huge point for the Nuggets. I know the three ball is there and you're wide open. You also are the biggest bull in the NBA. If you would have just driven to the rim, you don't think you're going to get a call?
I don't mind the shot. I mean,
you're a Denver fan.
There's nobody.
You wish he would have stepped back even further.
He had just cashed two huge threes.
He was
open. Man,
it's 99-99, and I'm like, don't do it. It's too tempting. Drive the basketball because you're going to get an and one. You're going to the line.
It was halfway down. I mean, he should have made it. He almost made
it. Not every three is a good three. In that
case, the one where the best player on planet Earth is wide open is not a good three. That's a great three.
Wide open. He had a lane to drive to the basket. He was going to get fouled. It's 99-99. I would have taken the, because he's LeBron. Anybody else, I would have said, that's a smart, take the three. He's driving and he's going to get fouled. Look at it. They left a wide open spot for him, but he missed. They got the rebound and then Murray hit the shot where Anthony Davis disappeared on the Nuggets bench.
He sure did.
I'm glad they found him to bring him to the press conference.
Yeah, and then he said, Jamal Murray made the shot, and then he left.
The one underrated aspect of the NBA postseason is the post-game pressers are fantastic.
Comedy.
Especially when you get to the finals and they credential anybody, and they have a live mic, and they ask just wild questions.
Just comedy. The whole thing. The whole thing is fantastic. I totally agree. Love the NBA playoffs. I probably watch about six games all year in the regular season, and then I am locked into the playoffs. I am, like, seriously, every night from now until the middle of June, I'm just gonna be laughing at whoever needs to be laughed at that night. And yes, it is.
So would
nice.
You like to talk about the Sixers then too?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Take it easy on us tonight, by the way.
Oh yeah,
I can't promise.
He's a Heat guy. He's a Heat guy.
I mean, we have the GOAT coach. We just don't have the team to go with the coach.
Did you know he started in the video room?
I've heard that.
No, really?
Yeah, heard that. Yeah.
And now he's
tell me more.
Now he's the best.
Now he's.
Oh, you can't deny that he's the GOAT.
No, he's great. Really good.
I was
really
trying
good.
To stiff through Connor Happer show sarcasm.
No, right? I'm in on Spo. I'm in on Spo. He's good. They don't have any players though. That hurts.
We're down a little bit. So I was thinking of a crossover moment yesterday while I was having breakfast.
Please.
I have a friend who likes to talk Husker football. So like every 3 or 4 months in the off season, he'll go, "Hey, I'll buy you breakfast." And so he has a good taste in breakfast.
How is Damon?
He's doing quite well. So I thought about, like, am I in the middle of a Seinfeld episode, or is this just good content for a crossover? If you go out for breakfast and you haven't seen somebody in a while and you sit down and you go to a spot that is known for whether it be their omelets, their grits, or whatever, and someone orders pancakes, don't they deserve to be scorned? Like, who goes out for breakfast and orders pancakes?
That is a Seinfeld episode.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
You got to get the omelet. They make the best omelet.
Who goes out and says, you know what? We're going to a nice breakfast spot.
Yeah.
Let's get pancakes. The only place that was viable was when Amato's was open. And they were known for their pancakes.
Guy wanted a pancake. What's wrong with the pancake?
That's all they got. They got pancakes. We're at a nice breakfast spot, very popular. They make good omelets. They got other stuff on the menu.
Oh, they just strictly got pancakes? No,
they
nothing
got
on the side?
Just three flapjacks.
Oh, okay. Usually the pancakes will accompany something.
Mm-hmm. Now, yes. I don't know if it was they were paying because it was their turn, which was a little bit, that's straight out of the Seinfeld episode.
Right.
That's a Costanza thing.
And I said, you're getting is pancakes? Man, this place is, and they're like, I'm just getting pancakes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're...
You know what? If you're going to get pancakes, stay at home.
You don't want to get too full.
Oh, I could never make pancakes.
Go to IHOP.
I don't have a problem with the pancake
order. I don't if you do accompany it with something. Like, you got to have at least some bacon or something in there.
Yeah.
Maybe some hash browns.
Need a protein.
So pancakes by itself, it's not an acceptable meal for breakfast?
Going out for breakfast with friends?
I just want you to know what you just said out loud. You said, who goes to breakfast and get pancakes?
And orders pancakes. Yeah,
a lot of people do that.
Just pancakes as its own. No, like a side of three flapjacks.
Maybe he likes, this person likes their pancakes.
What was the size of the pancake?
The big pancakes?
It was a big pancake.
Okay.
Two, three?
But if you want pancakes, why don't you stay at home?
How many pancakes?
I got three pancakes.
I could never make pancakes as good as the better ones that I've experienced. So I would never.
When was the last time that you went out for breakfast with your lovely wife or friends and said, you know what, God, pancakes sound really good. I know they're known for that omelet or that big Pop-Tart. I think I'll just go a pancake.
I don't think that I've done that.
Thank you.
I don't think that I've done that. But I'm not against it. I'm not against the idea of doing it.
If you're just going to do the pancake, just stay at home. You got the opportunity. You're in a nice breakfast spot.
You can make an omelet at home.
How many places around this town are known strictly just for their pancakes that are not has pancakes in their name?
But how do you find other stuff on the menu if you're just getting the thing that you always
get? I can
get
pancakes anywhere.
Yes, you can. Most you can also get omelets anywhere.
Yes, you can.
Well, not all omelets are created equal. A lot of pancakes taste the same wherever you go.
Eggs Benedict anywhere. Disagree with that. You can get a skillet anywhere. You can get a skillet at home.
Everybody makes the same pancakes. Your Eggs Benedict might be different from wherever you go.
You're saying that there is no level of, like, there's no elite pancakes
unless
out there?
Amato's and R.I.P.
R.I.P. indeed.
I've said
the
this
ricotta
before.
Pancakes
I've said it before,
fantastic.
I will say it again. Hy-Vee has amazing pancakes.
Hy-Vee's
amazing pancakes are the five-star. They're good. They're very, very good.
I'm just like, there has to be pancake tiers out there somewhere. Make it Sarah Baker Hanser's next list.
Ooh, the pancake bracket.
The Omaha pancake bracket.
Yeah.
I don't think we have enough restaurants in town that are just like, pancakes is one of their top.
Well,
things.
How many breakfast places do we have? They all make pancakes.
You can get pancakes anywhere.
So here,
I thought.
Look at this. If you're a breakfast spot and you're thinking of all the great stuff to offer on the menu, like your First Watch, which I love going to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
They have a good pancake
there. Or Lulabee's.
Yes.
Yep.
Or any other, like, well, because we're a good breakfast town. Like Omaha has good breakfast. If you are a breakfast spot and that's specifically what you, you know, like you're open from 6 a.m. to like 1:30. If pancakes is in the top three of what you do well, are you surprised that they're still open
Maybe
for business?
Maybe that's a market inefficiency. Maybe a pancake place should open that's not named IHOP.
I'm just saying, a damn good pancake is something that can draw in a lot of customers.
I agree.
Because a good pancake is a good pancake.
I just don't know when did pancakes become a side? You know?
I've always been a side.
I always thought pancakes were the meal.
Well, if I get a side of pancakes.
But if you get like the pancake breakfast in most places, I think they offer you a side with it.
But you're saying, you're saying that I have to get my meal and then get, if I'm going to get pancakes at all, I have to get pancakes on the side. Pancakes with something else.
Yes.
I just don't know when it became taboo to only get pancakes as the main course.
See, now this is where I'd agree with Gary. If you're going to do pancakes as the main course, you do that at home. That's where you just do that at home. If you're going to the breakfast place, if you're going to get pancakes, you're probably going to
get
something else on top of it.
You want to get a pancake as a side? I'm all for it. But if that's your main thing, then I'm questioning a lot of stuff about
I'm going to go out to breakfast and get a pancake and just see what happens pancake afterwards. Yeah, just a couple pancakes.
I guarantee that the waiter or waitress will try and oversell in the back.
Yeah, they'll be like,
what
would you
like? Would
you like some
syrup
bacon
on there?
Would you like some sausage?
Mm.
We got some good hash browns.
I don't like any of that crap in my pancakes either. I just like pancakes.
You don't want like chocolate chip pancakes?
God, no.
No, I'll do
blueberry.
I'll do blueberry.
Strawberry
from time to time.
Pancakes?
No.
I'll do blueberry from time to time.
No.
Pancakes. But no chocolate. I'm not a fan of chocolate chip pancakes.
Just pancakes. I think we set a
I
world record.
I eat pancakes as a sandwich.
Oh yeah.
I just no fork or knife. Just roll it up and.
That's gonna be a small. So I'm thinking like you have a couple pancakes and then you throw the rest of your meal inside the pancakes.
No. Just the pancakes are separate. Might put some peanut butter and jelly in there. And just eat pancakes as a sandwich.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You could do that. You pick them up. Now, you can't drizzle the syrup on top of that. Your fingers will get sticky.
Yeah, you've got to be selective of the syrup.
Yeah.
Like the syrup can't be runny. It has to be so you pour it out in a specific spot.
Yep.
In the middle of the pancakes.
But you haven't answered my question. If you're known as one of your top three things is pancakes, are you a good breakfast spot?
Probably.
Depending on what your other two are.
It's probably just never been done before. I bet it could be, though.
Now, I should add, to describe this person that just got the pancakes, they also were hoarding a lot of jelly yesterday.
Oh?
Like, you know, you go to a table and they've got the little things of jelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they come in the little
single serves.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we were out. And I thought, wow, we sat down and maybe there were 12 in there and now we're out.
Interesting.
And you know what? The only person that got toast was me.
Huh. So there's jelly on pancakes?
No, I think they were taking them home.
Just the side jellies, the table jellies.
We also have a lot of thievery of the peanut butter that comes in one of those little packets.
Yeah.
I mean, we take our condiments from restaurants. Mm-hmm. Now we take our jelly and peanut butter.
I haven't built myself up a sauce bag at my house yet, like the miscellaneous sauce bag.
Yes.
Oh, you haven't.
That you can offer for trick-or-treaters?
I don't have that yet.
For 363 days out of the year, you'll never need it. But for those two, you might.
Right. Yeah, it'd be nice maybe to have a little packet of hot sauce from time to time.
Been snagging a lot of those. Taco Bell has this avocado green salsa now.
Oh.
Pretty tasty.
Oh.
Okay.
But here's what's changed. Like, this changed with COVID. Remember when you would go through a drive-through and they would just pour all kinds of ketchup packets into your bag?
Yep.
Not even on request.
Yep.
Now you almost have to request everything.
I have an example of this. Yesterday I stopped and got a local restaurant known for their signature sauce on the drive back home, and they didn't even ask me what sauce I wanted with the meal. I was like, can I get Chick-fil-A sauce with it? And they're like, sure. And then I pull open the bag. You know, it's a couple meals for me and my wife. And there's one Chick-fil-A sauce for every thing I requested. There's one.
Mm.
And they gave me the wrong salad dressing on my salad. Ooh. That doesn't really happen at Chick-fil-A a lot, but it did yesterday. Just wanted to call them out, put them on blast a little bit.
Did they include napkins? Because I noticed that's another thing, is napkins are not being included unless you ask for them.
Depends on where you go. Taco Bell gives you way too many napkins.
McDonald's, no napkins ever.
I know. And most people are going to probably eat that in their car.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah, I wish you just knew. I wish there was a standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a standard. This is what I'm going to get with my meal. If you order a meal at whatever fast food restaurant, you're going to get four napkins, and you're going to get a fork, and you're going to get whatever sauce you ask for. I wish that was the case, but it seems to be very random.
It does.
It seems to be very random.
It does. Or you go into a place and get like an iced coffee, and they don't include a straw. And it's not really a... cup that you would drink. You got to take off the lid to drink it.
It doesn't have the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Matt writes in, he says, a pancake sandwich is a crepe, smiley face. So is getting a crepe as a main dish acceptable?
No. A crepe is different.
A crepe is just a skinnier pancake.
But there is more accoutrements with it.
There doesn't have to be. You could just get the crepe.
Filling. Yeah, there's filling. You have filling, yeah.
Yeah. The pancake is the standalone.
Hey, do you guys like cannolis?
Love a cannoli.
I love cannolis. Give me a good, find me a good Omaha cannoli somewhere. Come on. Ooh. Where's the rec?
Where would that be?
Give me a good Omaha cannoli.
We've lost some really good Italian. We've lost some really good Italian restaurants.
We have. Late,
so there go some of the best.
I'd love a good cannoli. Somebody send me where I can get a cannoli.
I'll email you two spots.
Thank you. Email them? You could just text them.
Yeah.
I don't want my spots.
Yeah, he doesn't want that out there.
I don't want to become busy.
He doesn't want that out there.
That's good. Good for you.
Really? You found some good cannolis?
Yeah.
Maybe we should do the cannoli bracket.
Ooh.
Might be a little limited. That might be...
like a Final Four?
That might be just like a Elite Eight to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of that place?
Yeah, just text them, Josh. Don't worry about the emails. That's okay.
You don't have like just a neighbor that's got a side business of cannolis?
Oh, I wish.
You stop by their house?
Sean says people forget Connor steals. No, I don't steal Moe's hot sauce. I steal
Pancheros
hot sauce, yes. But yeah.
But as somebody who's been in one of those establishments recently, they're not readily as available as they used to be to grab the sauce.
Interesting.
At Pancheros?
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this year on my trip.
We were talking yesterday that Amigos in Lincoln is bringing back the salsa bar.
Yeah, I heard about this.
So maybe the condiments are making a return where they're more accessible to us peons.
Andrew says that Gretna Hy-Vee has a great cannoli. Shocking.
What? Whoa, did you just turn your nose down at a grocery store that might have a good cannoli?
Gretna Hy-Vee.
You know, big mega Hy-Vee, Josh.
Cannoli.
They have everything at that Hy-Vee.
Mega Hy-Vee.
They got a little old lady in the back making cannolis?
I bet they do.
Try their sushi. It's really good.
I bet they do.
It's passable, at least.
Somebody just sent me Luigi's for a cannoli. And then I got Josh's couple that he doesn't want publicized for some reason.
I get it. He's protecting these places.
When do you have Sipple on?
Fridays.
So, does everyone make the same pancakes?
Yes, that's a poll question that we have out there at Happer Show. Please vote.
People are wrong here. I've just voted.
Many people saying Orsi's has a fine cannoli.
Okay.
Question is philosophical in nature.
Right.
I really got to think about this question.
I get where you're going.
It's really a philosophy question more than anything.
But
Platt Cat writes in. He says Gretna Hy-Vee food selection goes dummy.
Wow.
So watch it, Josh.
I'm sure they make many a fine food.
Orsi's has great cannolis from the text line. What'd that caller say?
Orsi's has a great cannoli.
Orsi's has a great cannoli.
Sounds like you boys are making a trip down to Little Italy.
Yeah. Get a big fat bread pizza.
So big you can't even get it through the door.
Now, while the cannolis are good, are you Omahans just tricked into that's a good pizza?
Oh, Gary, careful. I don't think you want to start this conversation.
I care about you.
I know of a particular one that I think you're – maybe you're not referring to it, but I would give you an example.
I think he's referring to the one on 9th and Pacific or whatever it is.
No, Orsi's is good. Yeah. I think Orsi's is good. No, I'm talking about La Casa. I don't get it. La Casa,
now,
I don't get it. I've never gotten it.
I like La Casa.
I've never gotten it. It's fine. It's not that great.
I've never been on the Orsi's is the greatest pizza ever. I think Orsi's is good. I think some of you longtime Omahans that were born here, grew up here, sometimes get brainwashed into, I must go to this particular place because
now that definitely
everybody
happens.
Has goes there. I went there as a kid, and I just continue to go there.
Maybe you've been brainwashed into thinking that omelets are the only breakfast and that you can't get pancakes.
And that's, there's grits. There's biscuits.
Ooh, biscuits and gravy.
There's sounds yogurt. Right,
what? What? You going to go to a breakfast spot and get like
being
a yogurt
sarcastic.
Parfait? Okay.
Will good. the waiter or waitress call me Shug?
See, I want that.
I need that.
Yeah.
Or Hun. Hun is also acceptable.
Fine diner. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, we need.
Yeah,
those...
when you walk in the restaurant, you feel like you're at their house.
Yes.
Like, yep. Sit down, take a
yes.
seat.
Yes. So we need one of those TikToks, you know, that is kind of a popular one now. Of course, we're from Omaha. We do blank.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's doing those. Everybody's doing those. What? So what would ours be?
Of course, of course we're from Omaha.
We root for Creighton basketball and Nebraska football.
And that would be pretty good. Of course, we're from Omaha. We camp out for a spot at Memorial Park.
That's right.
Yeah, that is very true.
Sheryl Crow.
Yep.
When 2/3 of your favorite Kenny geriatric Loggins. Band is playing.
Mm-hmm. Now, have they named the group for this year?
No. Great question.
No, yeah. If they have, it's...
Is Sugar Ray going to come back? Because I liked when Sugar Ray was here.
Ooh. They had Sheryl Crow that one year.
And Kenny Loggins one year.
I think anybody you followed in the 80s or the early 90s got a shot to be on stage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wasn't Pat Benatar here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing for Memorial Park
must
this
be,
summer
must
yet.
Be a big one. They're waiting.
Memorial Park display.
Memorial Park display. Exciting. Exciting. I'm excited to see what happens.
See who it is.
Yeah.
I feel like the longer they're waiting, the bigger the act will be. The more exciting the act will be. Yeah. Yeah, they're slow playing this for a reason.
Okay.
Yep.
I think you're onto something.
Yep. I think they're slow playing it.
Maybe the band, whoever comes, will throw out cannolis to everybody. Here you go. How about this? A cannoli cannon.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, but are they going to... Well,
what if you,
if you have them tightly wrapped?
Like the Gatling gun type one?
If you needed a promotion at Yankee Stadium, you just start firing cannolis at people.
Oh, what a good idea.
Oh, Sugar Ray is coming back. He's going to be at Indian Creek.
Oh.
What is Shadow Ridge?
Oh,
he has a concert.
Is he there for the Pinnacle Bank Championship? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, I do, like, if you tightly wrap cannolis, that would be quite the treat.
Cannoli gun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that cannolis and longhorns were the same thing. You guys ever heard of a longhorn donut?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
Long John?
Yeah.
No, longhorn. It was basically just cream-filled.
Yep.
It was like a flaky outside crust.
Yeah, it's like a cream puff.
Yeah.
I see people putting, I saw a food video this morning where somebody made a burger and they put it on a donut instead of a piece of
that's
fruit.
A thing, yeah. I've never had it, but I've seen that's a
I don't
thing.
Like that.
That's not right. See, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should
You're
do
right.
it.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Great parenting advice.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
You know what? It probably somehow tastes
good. Yeah, but see, I don't even know.
I don't need to try it, but I'm sure it probably tastes okay.
Is it going to melt the donut? Like, you're taking a hamburger. It's going to be a warm
disgusting.
Hamburger.
Disgusting.
It's going to be a glazed donut, and it'll probably...
A mess.
Really sink into it.
It's
going
to be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Gluttonous.
Well, it's like when KFC had the whatever that chicken sandwich was, where it, instead of the buns, they were two big things of chicken with bacon and cheese
down.
In the middle. Yeah, the double down.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't talk about the chizza, though.
The what?
The chizza.
Yeah, that's their latest thing.
The chizza.
What's the chizza?
It's a pizza, but instead of dough,
it's
chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
My God. Isn't
it I just of... talked about how I dislike gluttony, but man, that's awesome. I love that.
Oh,
isn't it
God.
Close to what you would say is a chicken parm?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just a really large chicken parm?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if they market it as a chicken parm, nobody would buy it because it's from KFC. You got to call it a chizza.
Can we talk
oh
about,
my
man,
gosh.
I don't know. It's not really COVID because they were struggling before then. But man, the Colonel is.
Yeah.
Colonel hasn't done well for a while.
I've seen a lot of Colonel stuff. Like, this is news to me, the cheetah.
Are the Snackers still on the menu? That's all I care about there.
The Snackers are good, and they're usually pretty cheap, right?
The Snackers like and the famous 50? Bowl. Yeah.
The bowl. Like,
the bowl. The like, big mashed potatoes.
You know what? Something's up with the Colonel, because when was the last, like, big function you went to, whether it be a potluck at work or a family reunion, and they had a bucket of KFC chicken? Well, that used to be a staple.
Yeah, you're right.
It all started going downhill when they took away the buffets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People realize that the grocery store is doing it better for cheaper.
Yeah. The last time I was at KFC was probably the buffet.
Gretna Hy-Vee makes good chicken.
Mm-hmm. We always used to go to Baker's to get the chicken.
Hey,
oh yeah, Baker's
so hold on
good
here.
Chicken.
Baker's chicken.
Yep. So they don't have the Kentucky Fried Chicken buffet anymore?
I don't think so.
No. I think they phased them pretty much all out.
That was a
and if they
buffet.
Weren't phased out
this
before COVID, it was great because you get all those biscuits and then the mashed potatoes.
This is for somebody that probably hasn't been there like in 6 years.
It's been a little more than that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was a banger buffet.
If there were any that were lasting, I'm pretty sure COVID did
like that gave
did away
you
with
everything
the rest.
That basically was on the menu.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's just all right there.
Oh, the biscuits, which if you didn't have at least five, I don't know what you were doing. The mashed potatoes are fantastic. Then if you got the popcorn chicken on top of the actual chicken itself, and then you made your own little bowl, you could make your own. It was great.
The great thing about the buffet is really, you know, your imagination is the only thing that holds you back. It's just, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with chicken, mashed potatoes, and biscuit?
Yep.
What could you possibly do with
and
that?
Maybe, and
it
some,
turns out a lot
some,
of things.
And some gravy and some honey.
And some gravy and some honey.
Yep. Oh, fantastic.
Would you like to pour gravy over the entire thing? I kind of do.
Oh, God. I do miss the KFC buffet. It was it was better than Godfather's. And I like the Godfather's buffet a lot.
Do you think that KFC took a downturn when people realized that was not the real Colonel doing their commercials?
Like they got what, Norm
when
McDonald?
It was Norm?
Norm McDonald. Yeah.
Remember, they had a rotation going on until they settled on
the
Colonels. Yeah, then they settled on Norm for a while.
Those commercials, I mean, You haven't seen any commercial with the Colonel in a long time.
No.
This is true.
No. I feel like have they phased out the Colonel?
I think KFC has lost the chicken war, and now they're like surrendering.
I don't mean to take this to a different place.
I think I know where you're going to go with this.
I believe while COVID was going on, there were some other world events that maybe the Colonel and the way he dresses isn't quite received the same way.
That's where I figured you were going.
All right. Colonels, people who played the KFC.
Colonel got canceled?
People who played the KFC Colonel ranked.
Reba was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of freaky, actually.
Norm MacDonald, Daryl Hammond, Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta was?
Wow.
I do not remember.
Two out of those three people are dead. Rob Riggle, Jim Gaffigan, Rob Lowe did the Colonel.
Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jason Alexander, nice.
Okay.
George Hamilton.
It didn't fit.
Extra crispy.
Reba got 10th on this list.
Okay.
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane was?
Billy Zane
don't
was a
that.
Colonel.
Wow. I don't remember that. Is that how you, if you were in a lull in your career, you got casted as the Colonel? Because some of these.
Maybe.
You know what? You need that resuscitation. Hey, go be the Colonel for a campaign. Mm. We'll get you back.
Brian writes in one more. The amount of gatekeeping that goes on when it comes to how people eat their food and what they eat is getting worse than political takes anymore. Gary, if I'm hungry for just pancakes, I'm getting pancakes.
Stay at
if
home,
I
save
want
money.
Ketchup on my dog because I hate condiments, I'm getting ketchup on my dog, says Brian.
Gary.
Way to go, Brian.
He didn't write Gary. I inserted that in there.
No, I don't mind ketchup on my dog either.
Mustard on my dog, but you do what you do.
I haven't done it since I was a child.
I'll just think less of
you. See, I hope people that are listening to this that are on their way to a breakfast spot, if they end up with somebody that just eats pancakes, they have the same response, and it develops into this conversation.
No, I hope they say, are those really good? That's what I think you should ask.
Those are good pancakes.
Don't prejudge.
Well, at first I thought because they said they were paying for it, I'm like, oh, they're going cheap here because they're expecting me to spend like $14. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you know what? I'll stay in the $7, $8 range. But then they were like, no.
So what'd you get, like an English
muffin? Yeah, what'd you get?
I got some healthy yogurt. I got a power bowl.
Nice.
That's weird.
An Aussie bowl.
That's even weirder than just getting a flapjack.
Get some dragon fruit.
All right. Well, I think we solved some of the world's problems today, guys. Good job. Thank you.
Hey, we'll see you later.
See ya.
See you tonight.
Yeah, baseball.
You and I will be in the suburbs. Nick will be in the inner city.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
Nick.
Right.
Yeah.
Need it bad.
Yeah. Need at least one.
Got to have it.
Need a bad.
You know what we need worse than that?
They play KU at 6.
You know what they need worse than that? A conference series win.
Well, that too. Yeah. That too, but one thing at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
One thing at a time. All right, that's Crossover, powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. It's Tuesday. We'll start things off next.
That's the Crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.